Some distance to the south, the two badgers sat down near a sandstone outcrop. Silixa produced a flask of pennycloud cordial, passing it to Goroth.
Would you like something to eat?
Her companion seemed somewhat preoccupied. He merely took a gulp from the flask, returning it with a nod of thanks. The young badger maid tried not to stare at Goroth. He turned, facing the way they had come. His eyes roved restlessly as he touched the deep crimson scar on his brow. Silixa glanced anxiously at him.
Is your wound hurting you? It always looks so red and sore. If you like, I'll go and find some herbs to treat it.
Goroth gave her one of his quick, rare smiles.
No, thank you. The wound hardly ever hurts me now. Sometimes it will itch slightly when I feel uneasy.
The slender badger maid's voice sounded sad.
Is it me? I'm sorry if I make you feel uneasy.
Gorath's mighty paw covered hers gently.
Oh, no, you could never make me feel uneasy. In fact, I've never felt so happy as when I'm with you. Silixa, look at me. I'm uneasy because we're being watched. No, don't look where I'm looking. Just keep holding my paw and walk with me.
Silixa kept her gaze trustingly on Gorath.
Where are we going? Are we still being watched?
As they walked, he nodded, answering her as if keeping up some trivial chat.
We're going to climb these sandstone ledges all the way to the top. I've seen who is on our trail. It's those brown rats. By the way the bushes are moving, there's a lot of them, but I can defend our position from the top of those rocks.
As he helped her onto the ledges, Silixa replied,
Goroth, are you going to take the blood wrath?
He swung her effortlessly up to the next level.
I can feel it beginning to press down on me, but it would be a mistake to give in to blood wrath. If anything happened to me, then what would become of you?
The badger maid clasped her big friend's paw tightly.
The Tabora has given you wise advice, Goroth.
Using his pitchfork tongue, he vaulted onto a higher ledge. Silixa held onto the fork handle as he hauled her up. Goroth nodded.
Aye, the Tabora is wisdom itself. I wish I had met him long ago. Only a short way to climb now. We'd best hurry. I think they're coming.
Slingstones and a few arrows bounced off the ledges. Stringle stayed among the bushes, urging his brown rats forward, starting up a war chant as they charged the ledges.
Curdly! Curdly! Kill! 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 Yeah!
Goroth pushed Silixa onto the plateau, leaping up beside her.
Keep your head down. They're shooting stones and shafts at us.
Silixa immediately proved that she was no helpless maid. Unwinding a slingshot from her slender waist, she gathered up a few of the hard streambed pebbles which had been thrown by the brown rats and began retaliating vigorously. Goroth ranged the surface of the plateau, checking that there was no easy way up. Stringle had not relished the idea of meeting up with the giant stripe hound, more so when he saw there were now two of them. Admittedly, the female was much smaller and slimmer, but who could tell with stripe hounds? Maybe they were all berserk warriors. However, the moment he saw both beasts running off to safety instead of turning to the attack, Stringle rapidly gained confidence. Still holding his position in the bushes, he worked himself into a fine old battle rage, just as he had seen Grunt and Curdly do.
Yahoo! Get up, name rocks, and toss them both down here to me! I'll get two spear points ready to stick their heads on. Go on, buckos. Go on, up you go.
The rat who had led the charge, Bladge, came running back into the bushes, clutching his mouth. Stringle prodded him with his dagger.
What are you doing back here? I thought you was leading the charge. Get back out there, you worm.
Bladge pulled back his lip, angrily exposing a bleeding gap.
See that? I just got two teeth belted out by a flaming slingstone. Who are you calling a worm? Why don't you lead a charge instead of idling back here and giving your orders?
Stringle exerted his authority with high bad temper. Whacking the dagger handle hard against the uninjured side of Bladge's jaw, he covered the unfortunate in spittle as he roared into his face.
There! I hope you've lost two teeth on the other side now. I'm in command here. You don't talk to me like that. Look at that hill. There's gangs of them trying to get up to the top. What's stopping them, eh?
He struck Bladge on the nose tip with the dagger hilt.
One skinny striped dog with a sling chucking stones, that's what. Now you get back out there or it'll be your head I'll be taking back to Curdley on a spear point. Go on, show them you're not a worm. Let's hear you yelling loud enough to put the fear of Hellgates into those stripe hounds. There's enough of us to eat them both.